This is just, I mean, good grief. Pfizer and its partner, BioNTech, the manufacturers of the vaccine, are expected to submit the FDA. By the by, Congressman Massey is out there going like, why are you submitting another experimental version of the most lethal and dangerous jib goo in the history of the human race when you haven't even manufactured a single dose of your previous authorization? Folks, it's February. Comirnaty was authorized in September. They haven't made a vial of it. Not one. This is still EUA, emergency use authorization, after it should have expired. Where is the Attorney General of the United States? Where is the President of the United States? Well, we don't have him. Where's the regime leader? There should be cease and desist orders, and the FDA should be told, stand down. You need to tell your goons at Pfizer to stand down. But apparently they're operating with carte blanche protection. Folks, it is almost as though all the victories of the last 2 months to these people just never happened. This is getting the old Pfizer howitzer gun out and going like, oh yeah, you think you got some victories? Watch this. Now, you know how they get away with this, don't you? They go to every school board in America, your precious little school boards. They go state by state. They start in the big cities. And they say, if you want federal education money dollars from the Department of Never Having Educated Anyone, you will implement this on your mandatory schedule, and you'll do it today. If you don't do it, we're going to begin withholding funds from you until you do. That's how they get, when people go like, TKD, are they going to get away with it? I've just told you how they're going to do it. Just told you how they're going to do it. And of course, Bubis Americana's parents, who care more about second 100-inch flat panel televisions than they do their own children's future, are going to go like, well, that's what we have to do to keep it. Let's go ahead and do it. Do you have these? You know, I'm going to stop asking rhetorical questions because I unfortunately know the rotten answer to it. Let me read you something from Steve Kirsch's Substack. By the by, if you have not subscribed to my Substack, today would be a good day to do so. TheKingDude.substack.com. My post yesterday afternoon is getting a little bit more attention than they usually do. Joseph and the Roganauts. Rogan's not on your side, Crusader, but we can be thankful he has accepted the reality of the Corona Doom. So, I'm going to give Rogan a pass for interviewing McCullough and Malone and Abigail Schreier back in July when her book came out about the evil that is the tranny mammy cult. Now, he didn't do anything about it, but he did interview her and he did let her talk. But he's not on your side. He's not on your side. And as a matter of fact, I detail some of why he's not on your side, the least of which is if you are a practicing Catholic, this man is an anti-Catholic hating bigot. He said things to Milo Yiannopoulos. You know, everyone's talking about this interview with Milo that they did back in 2017. I went, I'm just going to go watch the darn thing so I know what the hell I'm talking about. So I sat down and I actually watched it yesterday. He said things to Milo that are just not, I can't even repeat them with bleeps in it, about priests, so I won't. Here, the link to the Substack is in my Substack's in the chat room, the one about Rogan. You can subscribe for free, or if you want to support the work, then you can make a contribution. By the way, I'm just going to say one more thing about this. I put this graphic in the chat room earlier. I'll put it in here again. You know, we've had this conversation recently, and we actually had a good conversation with a really great one with Michael Hitchburn about the true roots of the Illuminati and the Freemasonic cult. And what are the telltale signs of a modern day sworn into oath taking high degree Mason that does the work of trying to destroy what remains of quote Christianity, and then with a special the special forces go after the Catholics? That's his graphic from his show, the podcast show, the Joe Rogan Experience. Those of you that know what to look for, if you're looking for high-level degree useful idiot Masons, do you see the tell? I mean, the only thing that's missing is the Pizzagate symbol, but do you see the tell? That's in plain sight. That's almost like, oh yeah, I'm one. What are you going to do about it? I'm not going to dawdle on this because I got a lot to talk about here today. Maybe I'll come back to it because there was a story at the favorite of all favorites. Conservative Inc. Bloviation site, the Daily Signal. It's in the Substack. You can, it's in my post on the Substack. You can see it for yourself. The headline is Joe Rogan is a media figure America needs right now. This is supposedly your allies from the Ben Father. The Daily Signal. Just keep that in mind when you're counting up who is actually on your side and who isn't. Yeah, there's the link in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat with the interview with Milo. I actually, in my piece there, I actually start the tape where you want to hear where he begins his rant against the church and against priests. So you can start there. Back. This is not safe for work. I don't want anyone to go, I can't believe you didn't warn. There's a warning on it. He put a warning on it. Don't go and watch it if you have tender ears. And I hope all of you do. Let's go back to the war on children. The demons are ascended. They've come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. The FDA has urged the companies, it's a Pfizer and BioNTech, to submit the application so that regulators could begin reviewing the two-shot data, according to the knowledgeable individuals who spoke on a condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. I'm just going to ask this again. Who are these lunatics? Who are these people committing straight-up child abuse who have volunteered a six-month-old baby for an experimental Pfizer drug trial? What the hell is wrong with these people? I have a question. Did you sell your kid to them? How much did they pay you for this? I did it because I love humanity and I wanted my child to be part of the solution to the corona doom. What corona doom? Now, there are a lot of people that are experiencing some kind of acute flu symptoms this winter. This is true. I don't think there's any point in even denying it. It's a pretty decent flu season. Maybe it's Omadoom. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's another variant. Who knows? Almost everyone is beating it. We act as though we've never dealt with flus before. But again, folks, you can't expect the enemy to just quit the battlefield. They own everything. They certainly own the pages of the Washington Post. And that's where this story comes from. The companies in the last few months have been testing a third dose following disappointing results for the two-shot regimen, showing that while the vaccine is safe, no, it's not, two doses does not provide a strong enough immune response in all age groups. But data on a third shot will not be available until at least late March. Once that information is submitted, regulators are expected to authorize a third dose of the pediatric vaccine. Three shots to a child! And these people are walking the streets? I'm going to quote one of my friends. I won't name him. There's going to come a point in time when we're just going to have to start finding these people and kicking their ASSs. Let me go back to Steve Kirsch for just a moment. Shining some light on the vaccine injured. Dr. Mobeen, I don't know who Dr. Mobeen is, but apparently he's got a big hoop-de-doo U-boob show. I did click on the video, and that was posted last night. 8,000 people have watched it, but about 7,200 have commented on it. Yesterday on U-boob, Dr. Mobeen Syed announced that his wife had Bell's palsy syndrome and was severely injured from the vaccine. So I guess this guy was a true believer previously. So was his 23-year-old niece, who couldn't function. Although the injuries happened months ago, he hasn't been allowed to talk about it until now. This is rare in that most people who have vaccine injuries never talk about them for fear of public ridicule. Number two, Bruce Patterson, who specializes in treating the vaccine injured, said these reactions are not rare. She has Bell's palsy syndrome. What? But Bitter King, dude, please. She has a mild case. Number three, Dr. Mobeen doesn't believe people should be boosted after two doses of Moderna and then recovered from COVID, like what just happened to him. Four, Patterson uses fluvoxamine or fluvoxamine, however you pronounce it, for active COVID as a favorable drug for treating the vaccine injured as well. I was involved in funding the research that led to the fluvoxamine being proven in COVID despite success in trials in treating injured patients. The NIH will not recognize fluvoxamine as a corona doom treatment even after a proven 12-by-death benefit. Now, this is interesting. Next from Steve Kirsch, the NIH stopped paying attention to vaccine injured in late 2021. Now, here's why they stopped paying attention. You want to guess why? So I read this and I went, if there were a mass death event, I don't know how they handle the four final things at the judgment gate, but, and I don't know how Lucifer and Baphomet and Bagul and the boys welcome their new permanent residence, but they are going to be backlogged. There's going to be a line of damned waiting to get in and get across the River Styx. So take a guess why the British National Institute of Health stopped counting vaccine injuries in late 2021.